Three, two, one. This is Jody Taylor, WCTR with Profiles. This morning I have Russ.
I was going to call you Russ
Morrison here with us. And Russ, I'm delighted to have you come. You know, we've had internet and we've had our page for Chestertown for some time, but my goodness, it's grown. I was so impressed to know and to realize how many areas you cover on this internet. You've been so instrumental in this. What is the what are some of the varieties that we have now to look at? It's very comprehensive, Russ.
Well, Jody, we talked about a year and a half or 2 years ago, just when the internet committee was about to be set up. And since that time, I think that the progress that we've made on the internet for Kent County has been really amazing. Some of the areas that we have made much progress in include these. For example, I think Kent County now has one of the best and most comprehensive internet sites of an area of its size and population.
But this is so difficult to do that if you're dealing with so many people. Many of us aren't that well informed.
Well, we've tried to train the Kent County employees and or at least a number of them so that once the material was on the internet, they could update for themselves.
You know, that's wonderful, Russ, because those of us who would like to use it certainly need help in knowing how to get started and how to organize it. You know, it's like you can drive a car, but you don't know anything about the mechanics of it or maintenance of it. We need help.
You know, at the Chestertown Middle School, they have an adult education program, and there they have offered training for people, not only the Kent County county employees, but also business employees. And it's amazing how many businesses now are trying to get on the internet or on the internet that want to have their employees better trained so that they'll understand how to maintain
this. Yes, it really is a wonderful asset, isn't it, to have the training available, both that you provide in our school system. But it's such a marvelous asset to use this internet, and we can't do it unless we realize the importance, unless we know what to do with it, and that's what you're doing.
Well, in that connection, the county commissioners have been very wise, I think, in recognizing well beforehand what the internet could mean and is now meaning to
well,
the
county.
Well,
how many departments are you doing? Are many of the departments of the county on the internet?
Well, quite a few are. If you look at the main page of the Kent County site, you will find that it's divided into government, community, business, and tourism. And under government, there are economic development, place for the commissioner's page, the election office, the departments of parks and recreation, planning and zoning, and public works.
Mm.
And it's really surprising how many things that you can find there. For example, if you wanted to know what to do about your solid waste and where you can get rid of it and what the hours are, everything like that is on. If you wanted to know where what the different sites are for launching your boat, that's under public works.
Oh, that's wonderful, because there's so many details. I've had people call us oftentimes with, you know, where are the dumping sites? When are they open? Where do you buy the coupons? All
mm-hmm.
kinds of information. This world is filled with little details that we must know, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Yeah. Well, now, I know Parks and Rec certainly has a schedule of its own, too, with baseball games and other activities. I suppose they'll be doing something for Halloween. You would have this on your Parks and Rec page?
Whatever their programs are would be on, and also information about every park, every county park, every state park, and the one federal park that we have here in the county. All of that is on, including, for example, material about whether you can hunt there, what the regulations are.
Oh, that's another thing, isn't it? The days that you can hunt for deer or for geese when they're allowed to do that, and the kinds of deer, all kinds of details that you don't know.
Yes, and there are pictures of, for example, on the federal page, that is the one at the island there at Eastneck Island, we actually have a calendar of different things that you can see at various times of the year. So,
you really are a long extended arm of our economic development and tourism, because people can find out so much about what we, the wonderful things we have to offer here.
Yeah. Now, it's rather funny when you look at how this is being used in a county that is has a relatively small population. We are now getting 100 hits a day.
Now, you mean by hits, you mean?
I mean accesses to the page.
People
inquiring. 100 for the Chestertown page and 100 for the Kent County page. In fact, I think it was up to 110 on average.
That's wonderful.
So it's not only local people, but it's people that are interested in coming here to fish and...
Well, you know, Russ, I was telling you that when we hired this our new sports and newscaster, it was on the internet, and we had 35 different contacts from all over the United States, people who were inquiring about the job. And there you are. And many of them, once they found this, that this position was open, and then they came to the Kent County and the Chestertown page to learn about it. And I would start telling them, and they say, oh, yes, we've seen it on the internet, you see. So you're quite right. I can see that there's interest generated by interest in our county, but also interest in you know, it's one of those various circles, isn't it?
One of the most recent successes that we've had on the internet was the coverage of the local primary elections. I don't know whether you saw that or not, but the results were available quickly and accurately by precinct in real time for all of the contested offices. In fact, one of the candidates, after the election was over, sent me an email and said that a relative out in Ohio had received the information on the results of the election before she was even able to get home to phone.
Can you imagine that?
And much of this was done in cooperation with the League of Women Voters. For example, they provided information about the candidates, which they also had in published form. But this was made available on the internet also.
Well, now, what is the procedure? How specifically did the League of Women Voters get this information to you, or how did it get to you so quickly?
We didn't get the election results from the League of Women Voters, but the information about the candidates. And I was not actually part of that, but... that somehow they were able
to
work it out.
Somebody went down to the Board of Elections like we do, our news people do, and got the information and went right back home and put it on.
And it was put on
quickly.
Or
from their computer did it right there.
Also, it was possible to register to vote online. So you could go right from your computer and register to vote.
I'll be done. Now, absentee voting, this would help too, wouldn't it?
I would think so.
Surely. Huh? Well, that's marvelous. Now, you have other people that you help, like we were talking about, tourism. Would you have the calendar of events on there?
The calendar of events is on, and not only that, but if you have an event that you want to publicize, you can get it on the internet without any charge.
Is that right?
So
that's the same service as the WCTR's public service announcement.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Well, you know, you can't get enough communication. You think it's the easiest thing in the world, and it's the most difficult thing in the world. Now, you know, I was impressed when you said how many business categories we have.
Yes, one of the services of the internet in the business area is to list the various kinds of businesses by category. And I was fascinated this morning before coming over here to count up the number, and there were actually 123 categories.
123 categories.
Everything from arts and crafts directory and accountants and agriculture down to watermen.
Can you believe it? Well, now that was quite a job, wasn't it? Accumulating all this information on that 120 categories?
Yes, and it's still going on. There are still some businesses that are not really fully aware of the capabilities of the internet, and I'm sure that as they move along,
Russ, this might be a good opportunity to encourage them to get information to you or to whomever is responsible for putting it on.
Yes, if they're interested, why, what they need to do is to get on the internet, and they can actually send emails to the webmaster who will help them out.
Why don't you give us the webmaster's email address right now, if you have it here? We'll just get it to you.
I don't have it here.
All right. I noticed how many other things that you do here, which was amazing. You've talked about education, and Washington College certainly has a schedule.
Yes, under community in the main Kent County page, we have a listing of churches and information about education, which would include a rather comprehensive page on Washington College and what they do, their adult education program, and also the adult education program at the Chestertown Middle School, and various services.
Well, our library is wonderful. Do you cover them?
They have a rather extensive page, and so you can tell the hours and what's available, any important events that are happening there. They have a good page. And of course, one that I'm really interested in, it just so happens that I'm writing it, is the Humane Society page. And we update that at least once a week, and sometimes more often. We give a complete listing of the animals that are available for adoption.
Oh.
And just as quickly as we can take pictures of them, why, we also link to pictures. So if you find a dog or a cat that you're interested in, you can actually see the animal without having to go into the shelter.
Service. Sure. What a wonderful service to provide. I would think that you've increased the adoption process of these animals by having it on the net, haven't you?
I think we have. It's a little hard to tell because there are no good, really good statistics on this. But as a normal matter, only 22% of the animals that go into the shelter find homes.
Is that right?
So the problem is less one of trying to find homes for them than of keeping animals from reproducing without some degree of control.
So you probably have information on when they have spaying and when they have shots and this information.
Yes, when animals go out of the humane shelter, they really should be spayed. In fact, I think that's now a requirement, and it's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I think this year, from the statistics I've seen, we're up somewhat from the 22% figure. So I'm hopeful that the internet is contributing to that.
I certainly should think, with all the hits that you have.
We had about 1,200 since February.
Is that right?
So at any rate, it appears that people are becoming more familiar with it.
Well, Russ, it certainly is a fine service that you are doing for the community, you and Hugh Williams. It's just marvelous to have someone who's so dedicated to accumulating this information and share it with all the rest of us.
Well, it's taking a lot of people. It's more than the two of us by a long shot, but there has been a lot of volunteer work done. And now, with over 5 billion bytes of information in the county, in Chestertown and Rock Hall sites, it has become a more than full-time job for one or two people.
Sure.
And now there is adequate funding at the county and town levels to keep the momentum going.
And that's important. It's not a one-time job, isn't it? It's a continuous job.
It is a continuing job.
Yes. Russ, I want to thank you for coming in and telling us about this wonderful service that you and your group have performed, but also to encourage people to find Chestertown and Kent County on their internet system so they too can enjoy what they have. It would be marvelous, and you can find that, of course, at http://kentcounty.com, and Kent County is spelled out all in small caps, of course.
That was with no space.
With no space. So, of course, that's http://kentcounty.com. Alrighty. Well, thank you so very much for coming in and talking to us.
Thanks for inviting me,
You're
Jody.
You're quite welcome. Jody Taylor with our friend, Russ Morrison. Yep.